You need a big, bulky, massive online shop website in order to start selling your products online, right? Actually, as it turns out, you can start selling on your current website today and for free. So I'm going to tell you all about that and a whole bunch more today on The Notable Show.
It's the program that makes creating and growing an online business fast, simple, and even fun. You're listening to The Notable Show.
Hello and welcome to the program. My name is Thomas McGee and this is The Notable Show, the show that's here to help you create an online business that is truly notable. Okay, so there's a really common theme among many online business owners, and that is, you know what? I need to be able to sell a product on my website, which seems pretty natural, right? I mean, there's a few exceptions to the rule. I mean, there's some, you know, there's hairstylists, there's accountants, there's tax professionals, there's hairstylists, there's restaurant owners. So there's a lot of brick and mortar people who still want to create an online business or create a website that helps grow their brick and mortar business. But for most of us, the whole goal is to actually sell directly online, whether that's an ebook or whether that's courses or whatever it is that we offer to the world. We want to be able to do that from our website. So one of the common misconceptions I hear all the time is that I need a big, massive online shop in order to be able to start selling my products. And in about 95% of the cases, at least the ones I've worked with, an online shop is not even necessary. But before we get into the whole online shop or selling online process, let's go ahead and jump into today's notable tool.
Useful for any stage of online business, it's time for your weekly notable tool.
Okay, so today's notable tool is actually something that's kind of central to the process of selling online without an online shop. So this notable tool is called Gumroad. So if you've never heard of Gumroad before, it's a really simple, easy to use platform that enables you to start uploading videos or ebooks or generally just to kind of sell anything online without the need of a massive online shopping cart system. So I'm just kind of mentioning it here and kind of giving you the general idea of what it is, since this is kind of the notable tool segment. But in today's episode, I'm going to be walking you through some ways that you can actually use this tool on your website today for free to start selling ebooks or courses or memberships or really anything that you can think of. This is actually a tool that we are currently using over at Notable Themes to sell our themes and our plugins and even a monthly membership. So there's a ton you can do with the tool, and we're gonna get into that a lot more throughout the course of this episode, starting with our main topic. So let's jump into it.
Never miss a thing. Go to notableshow.com to get email updates of the latest episodes, free resources, and more.
Okay, now for today's main topic, which is how to start selling on your website today for free. Okay, so over the years, I've worked with a lot of clients, and most of these clients sell things online, or they've been planning to begin doing so. So for most of us, we kind of start with maybe an ebook or an online course or some sort of digital product or some sort of information product that we can sell to our audience that, you know, is in our field of expertise. And so the question I used to get pretty frequently and still get from time to time is, okay, so I've got some of my products, they're just about ready to go. So what online shopping cart system should I use? And we'll typically go over some of the details and some of the ideas and features that can be worked in. But what most people tend to envision when it comes to selling online is something that's almost Amazon-esque, meaning that I'm going to list out my two or three products and people are going to add those to the cart and then they're going to, you know, calculate shipping costs, although even though these are digital products, and then they're going to hit checkout and they're going to fill out their information and then they're going to, put in their payment details and then finalize the transaction, right? That's because most of the time when we are buying something online, we're going through that process. Amazon's a great example, right? You go on there, you find a few things, you add them to your cart, you check out. But the thing is, the way that most of us are going to be selling online does not require that whole process. In fact, that whole checkout process in a lot of cases can actually trim back or minimize or have a number of transactions that don't actually reach the final stage because we're putting hurdles before the person trying to check out. In most cases, what most of us are trying to do is we're trying to sell one product at a time. Now, this doesn't apply to everyone. There are people who have online shops, even smaller online shops, that are selling a collection of t-shirts or print materials, or, you know, it. There are instances when selling a wide variety of products online makes sense. For example, I've personally built a WooCommerce-based WordPress website that literally houses thousands of products. So it has thousands of products. These are products that get ordered again and again and again on a reoccurring basis by a lot of these customers. So in an instance like that, and in many other instances, it may make sense to have something that's WooCommerce-based, and I'll probably take a whole episode to jump into WooCommerce and what that means and how you can use it, how you can extend it. But for most of us, we're just trying to get something out the door. And we want to do that. We want to make sure that we, the way in which we offer our product online, there is as few barriers and hurdles in the way of our customer completing the transaction as possible. So to kind of recap, one of the downsides to using a more robust online shopping cart system is that they are, again, geared for selling a lot of products or a higher volume of products. But for most of us, if you're selling an ebook or if you're selling an online course or if you're doing a promotion for one of your products, 9 times out of 10, you're just going to be selling and delivering that one product. So one of the things I'll be covering in future episodes as well is the process of actually launching a product, doing a product launch. And in that case, you do not want a bunch of other products out there cluttering or distracting from the one thing you're trying to launch at that time. So kind of going back to our notable tool, which is Gumroad. One of the things that I really like about Gumroad is its simplicity. Now, it's a great tool for starting out with, but if you ever reach a point in time where you are going to start selling a lot of products, then you might want to think about something like WooCommerce and you know, extend from there. But one of my favorite things about Gumroad is the actual user experience when it comes to checking out. It is so fast and it is so easy. It is literally a matter of just punching in your email address, create, and it actually seamlessly creates a Gumroad account for you as you're checking out, then your payment information, and then you just click pay, and it just, and within that same page, it just kind of pops down a little receipt, emails you the receipt. If it had a license key, so like for example with Notable Themes, pops down this little thank you message, and it just gives you your license key right there along with a download button. So in terms of ease of use, it is so fast, it is so seamless. One of the other things I like about Gumroad is that it's got some really nice statistics and analytical features built in as well, so you can see the amount of sales that you're making on a daily or a monthly basis. You can see which specific products are selling and to whom. And then it's got a pretty good customer management system built in as well, so you can just, with one click, you can refund someone in full or in part. You can send a person a message directly from there. You can send a bulk email from within Gumroad. And I think the coolest thing about Gumroad is that it's actually free. So they have a totally free version that you can just go create an account and start uploading products right away. I think, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's a little bit higher transaction fee if you are using the free account, which means that they're just going to take a piece of every sale that you make. It's pretty minimal, but if you're starting to make a higher volume of sales, you'll want to go for their pro version. Their pro version, I think, just starts at like $10 a month. And they just recently released a message that was saying that for their pro users, they're actually going to stop accepting a transaction fee. So I think right now it's like 5%. So on every single transaction, they take 5%. But what they're going to enable users to do is all you do is you just pay the $10 fee a month, or I think it goes up based upon how many customers you have in your customer base. But it just starts at like $10 a month, and then you can just connect your Stripe account and they take no fees. So what all you end up paying is, I think it's the 2.9% plus 30 cents or something like that that Stripe charges. And they're going to charge that no matter what. That's just the way Stripe works. They also mentioned that they're going to be open sourcing it. So remember in a previous episode, I talked about how open sourcing has made WordPress wonderful. So in the future, they're actually going to be open sourcing Gumroad, which means it's going to be able to share a lot of the same benefits that WordPress has by being an open source platform. So if you haven't used Gumroad before, I highly recommend you check it out since, of course, it is free. Try to work with it. Try to, even if you're currently selling products and you'd like to experiment with something else, I'd give this a try. It's pretty simplistic when it comes to the process of actually, like, you can sell an online course through Gumroad and you can actually offer all of your videos. You can even do rentals. Again, it's really simplistic. So if you need some really robust functionality, you may need something a little bit heftier and a little bit more feature rich. But just to kind of go back to the previous point, one of the best things about Gumroad and something that I hold dear in a lot of the products that I develop myself is the ease of use for the end customer. Because the easier you make it for them to actually purchase your product, the more likely they are to do so. So if you'd like to see it in practice, just jump on over to notablethemes.com, check out some of our themes, and you can kind of see how we've integrated it right within the website. So starting out with Gumroad, you can create an account. You just jump in there for free, create an account, and then it creates you a nice little profile page where you can kind of arrange all the different products that you offer. You can even upload a video that kind of goes along with the whole checkout process. Or just an image or no image at all. One of the other things that's really great about setting up things in Gumroad is in addition to just selling a digital product, you can even sell a subscription. So if you'd like to do like a mini membership site where you regularly drip out or release new premium content to the people who are subscribed, you can manage and handle all that directly within Gumroad. So you can charge like however much you want a month, and then there you go, start to incorporate a little bit of a, you know, a reoccurring revenue stream into your business model. The great thing about Gumroad is it's a great place to start. I think if you are able to keep things simple with the way that you're selling your digital products, it can actually be a long-term solution for you as well. But if you're not currently selling online, or if you're just getting started, or even if you're just not happy with what you're currently using, I would definitely recommend giving Gumroad a try. I know that they also have, I haven't experimented with this one myself, but they also have the ability to pre-sell. So you can take pre-orders for a digital product that you're planning on releasing so that, before it's even ready to release, you can put an order page up and start collecting payment for a particular product. So there's a ton of features in there. They're always improving it. There's a few things that I kind of wish they had in terms of working with affiliates, but they do have an affiliate program. So you can actually set people up as affiliates for your products, which means that all they do is they create their own Gumroad account. You give them a fancy little special Gumroad link and they can start selling your products for you. Again, kind of one of the issues I have with it, it's a little bit limited, but that's what you're gonna run into with Gumroad. Gumroad makes the process of starting to sell online really, really simple. But with simplicity, sometimes you'll reach some limitations. So I'd recommend you just give it a try. Create like a profile page, toss some of your products on there and see how it works. But one of the things I did mention earlier is that you can actually start selling on your own website, right? You don't necessarily have to use Gumroad. So if you go and you create a Gumroad account, you can create a nice little profile, you can upload your different products, you can pick your pricing, and you can, you know, send the traffic to the profile page on Gumroad, or you can send people to a particular product that you create. It's just gonna be, you know, like gumroad.com/whatever, and then you have a little product code, or you can customize it. So it'd be like gumroad.com/migrate product. So you can create your product and you can send traffic there. And that totally works. It's very simple. It's very clean. Again, it's basically just an image or a video, a brief description, and then like a buy now button. So people click that and it's all kind of self-contained. If you go to Gumroad and try it out, you'll be able to see and practice a little bit more what it looks like. But the way that we use it at Notable Themes and the way I found it extremely useful is the ability they give you to actually embed it directly on your website. So this is great because that means whether you're using WordPress or whether you're using anything else, you can just copy and paste the little embed code that they give you, and you can actually embed it directly into a page on your website. And you can do this two different ways. So at Notable Themes, we actually use both ways. So one way is that you can actually create a button on your site. It says, you know, buy my ebook, or, you know, buy my thing, you know, whatever it is you're selling. And if they click that, it actually pops up. So within your website, it pops up in its own little kind of pop-up window, and the whole checkout process takes place right in that little pop-up. It's really quick. It's really easy for people to go through the process of buying, getting a license key if they need it, or just directly downloading or accessing the content that they're purchasing from you. Now, in addition to the pop-up, you can also do an inline. So you can embed it directly within a web page. So if you want to put together a nice little sales page, you know, on your website, whether that's WordPress or anything else, you can do that. And then towards the bottom or wherever you want people to be able to pay, you can just embed the little Gumroad widget directly on the page. So right there on the page, surrounded by all the other content, you can actually put that whole checkout widget right within there. It's also, and this isn't really something I have mentioned as of yet, but it's also just really well designed. And I don't really mean that it just looks pretty, because it is pretty in the way that it's designed, but it just functions really well. It's really usable and it makes the process really easy. So again, there's a number of different ways that you can do it. You can use Gumroad as a standalone service, or you can begin incorporating it within different elements in your website. So just kind of a side tip I wanted to mention, because I would definitely recommend go out there, give Gumroad a try, see if it works for you. But one of the things I wanted to recommend when it comes to selling your product is keep it simple. So I've seen a lot of different services online that love to just clutter a sales page to death. So there is a little bit of controversy about how much information is too much information when it comes to selling a product. You've probably been across some of those sales pages that seem that they're about, you know, 4 or 5 miles long, and at about mile 4.5 you find the checkout form. So again, there's some arguments that go back and forth that, well, it provides all this information and it gives all the testimonials and all the features and all the benefits and the transformations and the freebies and the bonuses. So sometimes that works, but what I like to tell people is if you're going to do that, make sure you do some research or some testing first. If you've never sold anything online before, what I would recommend is start extremely simple. Make it very simple. Make it clear what the benefits are to what you are selling. If your audience already knows you, that's going to be a huge plus. In episodes to come, I'm actually going to get into two pieces that are actually going to be important to preceding the actual process of selling the product, which is going to be launching it. So getting people kind of ramped up, you know, building the momentum and the buzz that leads up to the actual open cart of your product, of the particular thing that you're selling. In addition to that, the actual process of nurturing your email list and building a client base that actually wants to buy from you. That's number two. And another thing, we'll just toss in a third, is the actual process of creating a product that people are actually going to want to buy. So some of those things, I mean, just to touch on it briefly, some of the things that you can sell, and we have, you know, we've touched on them a little bit throughout this episode. But some of the things that are going to be good for selling on a platform like Gumroad is going to be online courses, membership sites, any type of membership drip material that you can provide over the course of however long, you know, a finite period of time, as well as, you know, a number of different ebooks or even some print things. So even a print version of your book or, you know, t-shirts or things like that also work within Gumroad. One of the other things as well that they offer within the Gumroad platform, which comes in really handy, if you ever decide that you do want to do print materials, they do enable you to actually ask for shipping information. So this is actually something that they incorporated fairly recently. So if you ever decide, yeah, I want to release like a print version of my book, they not only do they accept shipping information, but they help you calculate or allow you to calculate shipping costs and everything else to be able to actually have a physical product that you're going to be shipping out. So hopefully this has been useful for you. One of the things I'd like to recommend that you do is just take some time to experiment with Gumroad, because I think that even if you're not selling online yet, I think that this will give you some good ideas into how you can start using this platform once you start building your various products, because it's super easy to use. It's very powerful. It's really robust. And especially the point that they are going to begin open sourcing this, as well as getting rid of their own transaction fees, it's going to make it one of the best options out there. There's a lot of shopping cart platforms out there, but most of the ones I've seen that are somewhat comparable either charge you a pretty hefty monthly fee or ding you pretty bad when it comes to every single transaction. So definitely give Gumroad a try. I think you'll really like it. One of the things I'm also leaving in today's show notes, which you'll want to check out, is a nice little how-to or kind of a guide that was left on the Gumroad website, which actually shows you how to incorporate it directly in your website. So just go to notableshow.com/4, where you'll be able to see a link to that particular article, which will go a little bit more in depth. So also, again, you can check out Notable Themes if you want to kind of see how we've worked it into our website. We've made it very much central to our theme selling process, and it's worked out really well for us. We've incorporated it with a number of other services. We've actually tied it in to ConvertKit, so it tags customers and it starts drip sequences. And so we've done a lot with Gumroad in terms of automation as well. So possibly in a future episode, I'll kind of break down our strategy and some of the things that we've done to save a lot of time. Because a lot of what I want to do on the Notable Show is kind of walk you through a bunch of really useful tools, but not just that. I want to help you gain a little bit of understanding of how you can take the various tools that are out there and tie them together so that you can create workflows that enable you to get a whole lot more done with less time, effort, energy, and expense. The great thing about all the different tools and technology that's out there today that wasn't available, say, 10 years ago, is that you're able to run pretty amazing, profitable businesses with a team, with just a micro team. Things that would have usually have taken 20 or 30 people, you can now accomplish with 3 or 4. So those are some of the tools and the tips I want to share with you, some of the strategies that we're trying. But today I thought it'd be good to start with Gumroad. Gumroad's a great service. You know, again, if you're just, I want to get started selling online, I always recommend starting with Gumroad. So in future episodes, I'm going to talk about product creation, how to launch that product, some of the strategies and tactics that I've employed or some of my various clients have employed as well. We're going to talk, not only product launches, but webinars and kind of how to set those up and a ton of other things. So what I always like to mention towards the end of an episode is if you have a question related to what we've discussed today or anything to building an online business, particularly WordPress or the building and improving of your website, feel free to jump on over to notableshow.com/question. So notableshow.com/question, kind of nifty little place there where you can actually record a question for the show. So feel free to leave your name as well as the business that you're building. And I would be happy to review it and consider showcasing it for a full-length episode where I'll dive in depth to answer your question and just kind of learn right there with you if it's something that I don't know the answer to. So again, as I've always mentioned in the past, I'm happy to do some research and even bring someone on if I think that there's somebody else who can answer the question a little bit better than I can. So thanks so much for taking the time to listen to the program today. We do also appreciate it if you take a quick moment to jump on over to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe if you're not already. Leave us a review. We always do appreciate it. And until next time, go out there and build something truly notable.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the program. To review the show notes along with any links shared in this episode, visit notableshow.com. Also, please take a quick moment to subscribe and review The Notable Show on Apple Podcasts or the medium of your choosing. Thanks again for listening and have a notable day.